Hello and welcome to the Stupid Scammer Calls. My name is Wayne May and I'll be introducing each call. We call this one Mr. Ad Who Cleans Toilets. For some reason, a scammer gets pretty angry when he realises his dollar has been chopped, and I tell him that I've been told his boss has been demoted and likely cleans toilets now. If you enjoy this, feel free to check out more calls, read some of the stupid things scammers have said in their emails at stupidscammers.com, or help fight the scammers by getting the word out at scamsurvivors.com. In the meantime, enjoy the call.
Hello?
Hello, is that Barrister?
Yeah,
is that Barrister Crewe Williams?
Yeah, speaking.
Yeah, hi, I've received your email.
You received my email?
I did indeed.
All right. So, yeah. Have you contacted the bank?
I contacted you. I've just received your email, and I've just said it says, "Good day, my friend. My name is Barrister Williams Krumar. My number is," and it gives you a number. So I've immediately phoned you up to find out.
All right, all right. So you said you sent me an email right now. So I will go through my email.
No,
and I will get back to you.
I've received your email, and I'm calling you up on the phone.
All right, all right, all right, all right.
Yes.
Yes, actually, I work in conjunction with the Ghana Recovery Committee.
Okay.
So there are some funds that belongs to some beneficiary that we recover that has not been transferred to them. So when they contacted me as the head of the Ghana Recovery Committee, that we have some funds that the cover that was supposed to be delivered to some beneficiaries, then I went through the file and I contacted the bank, and the bank told me that they haven't heard from you. That is why they have not been able to make the transfer.
Right.
That as soon as they hear from you, that they are going to do everything possible and you follow up with the modalities for them to make the transfer immediately. So that is why I sent you an email with the bank information to contact the bank so that they can proceed immediately with the necessary information for the transfer to begin.
Okay, well, I've been waiting because Mr. Gorman told me to wait and he would get back to me once everything was sorted. So I sent the $50,000 to him and he said it would take about a week or so before the money would come back to me.
You sent that much to him?
I sent $50,000.
When?
It was 3 days ago.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
To who?
To Mr. Gorman.
To Mr. Kuma.
Mr. Gorman, yes. He said it would take about a week
for
everything to be arranged.
Oh. No. This is the National Investment Bank. Your funds, your money is in the National Investment Bank.
Well, yes, that's
and
right.
It's $19 million.
Yeah.
Yes, it's $19 million. So what you will do is to contact the National Investment Bank.
Well,
you have my email with you, right? Listen, you have my email with you, right?
Yes, I have your email.
Okay, so you send me email right now, so that I can be able to inform you that you contact the bank. As soon as you contact the bank by tomorrow.
I spoke to Mr. Gorman at the bank.
Not Mr. Kuma, it's Mr. Adu.
Yes, Mr. Gorman is Mr. Adu's boss.
Mr. Adu in the National Investment Bank.
Yes.
I sent you the email and I sent you his information.
That's right, and Mr. Gorman told me that he was his boss.
Mr. Kuma told you that what?
That he's Mr. Adu's boss.
That he's Mr. Adu's boss?
Yes.
No. Mr. Adu is the one in charge of this transaction. No Mr. Kuma there. There is no Mr. Kuma. Mr. Adu is the head of the Foreign Remittance Department in NIB Bank. So
yes.
He is the one that is making all foreign transfers. There is nobody that can make any foreign transfer out from Ghana, if not Mr. Adu, from the National Investment Bank. So what you have to do is to contact Mr. Adu. If you sent $50,000 to Mr. Kuma 3 days ago, you contact Mr. Addo so that Mr. Addo can be able to give you necessary information on how your transfer can be commenced immediately by tomorrow.
Yes, well, I'd say Mr. Gomer told me that he was Mr. Addo's boss. And that he
No. Mr. Kuma, I don't even know who is Mr. Kuma. We are working with National Investment Bank. We are the Ghana Recovery Committee.
Yes.
I sent you email. You got my email, and you saw the bank information I gave to you.
Yes.
So you send an email to the bank.
Well, I wrote to Mr. Gomer at the bank.
No, not Mr. Guma. The email I sent to you, that you received, that you got my number from. The email you got my number from, you send an email. You go through the email properly, you will get the bank information and contact the bank. You haven't contacted the bank. If you contact the bank, then the bank will tell you what to do for the transfer to commence.
Yes, well, Mr. Gomer told me that Mr. Addo had been fired for stealing funds.
No. Mr. Addo cannot be fired.
But
listen,
he has been
Mr.
fired.
Addo cannot... No, Mr.
Yes,
Addo cannot
this is
be fired.
Told me that Mr. Addo would be fired.
Mr. Kuma, listen to me. Mr. Kuma, I don't know who is Mr. Kuma.
Well, he's your boss.
I am the... No, he's not his boss.
Well,
he's
it's
not
your
Mr.
Boss's
Addo's boss.
Boss.
You said?
I said he's your boss's boss then, Mr. Gomer. Was Mr. Addo's boss, and Mr. Gomer told me that he had fired Mr. Addo for stealing funds from the bank.
No. It's not Mr. Addo from National Investment Bank. Check the email I gave to
me.
You. Listen, you know National Investment Bank
has different branches. Yes.
They have different branches.
Yes.
So I'm telling you where your money is now.
Yes,
so you contact Mr. Addo. Contact
the district manager of the banks. So he covers several. Maybe this is the problem. Because Mr. Gomer covers the entire area, not just a single bank, but he does the entire area. I mean, I spoke to Mr. Gomer. I phoned him up. I spoke to him. He was a very, very nice man. And he explained to me that Mr. Addo had been caught removing funds from the bank.
No, it's a lie. That is a total lie.
What?
I am the person in charge with the government, with all the funds. I am the person. If there is anything involved, I, the barrister, will be aware. There is nothing like that. All you have to do now is to check Mr. Addo's lying to you as well. You said?
I said maybe Mr. Addo was lying to you as well. Maybe you're not high enough in the chain to know what's happening.
No. I know what is happening. Some other beneficiary, Mr. Addo,
well,
made their transfer today.
Mr. Addo was fired then?
He is not fired. Mr. Addo made transfer to some...
He was fired.
No. He was not fired. He made some transfer today to some beneficiary in Canada.
He made some transactions. They were forged, and he stole the money. So Mr. Gomer fired him. Because Mr. Gomer...
No.
Yes, this is exactly what I'm telling you. This is what Mr. Gomer told me.
That is what Mr. Gomer told you?
Yes.
It's a lie. That is a lie.
Well, how can it be a lie? How can it be a lie?
That is a lie. Mr. Addo is in the bank. He's still working in the bank.
He's been fired. I was told that he's been fired.
He has not been fired. Mr. Addo is still working in the bank.
Well, maybe he's been demoted then. I don't know. Maybe he's been demoted to a cleaner or something. I don't know.
He has not been, listen to
me.
He has not been demoted. Listen, if you want to listen to me, you listen to me. If you want to get your money, you listen to me. If you want to get your transfer of your $19 million, you listen to me. Okay? If you don't want to listen to me, that means you don't want to receive your money.
But I'm trying to explain to you. I obviously want to receive
okay.
my money. If I didn't want to receive my money, I wouldn't have paid $50,000, would I?
That is what I am telling you. You paid money to somebody else, not the bank, not the transaction I am telling you about. The transaction you are talking about is a separate, is a different transaction. This transaction, Mr. Addo is the head of the National Investment Bank now. He is the one making transfer now. Mr. Addo is the one in charge, which the government gave power to make transfer to all foreign beneficiaries that their funds were recovered. You understand? And you know we lost our president. We lost our president just yesterday. We lost our president yesterday. Yes, President Evans Atamis. He died yesterday.
He did.
The president of Ghana. Yes.
I didn't know that.
You didn't know that?
No, I didn't know that. I mean, I've been out fishing. So I haven't
You did not know that?
No, I didn't know that. I haven't had the radio on.
That is why I'm trying to tell you that Mr. Kuma is not current, because he will tell you. He will tell you, we are the government officials. We are together at the 37 military hospital where the president died. We were all through there yesterday. So after yesterday, today, I went to National Investment Bank.
Hold on one moment. I've just received an email. Hang on. It's from Mr. Goma. No, he's
you said?
Yeah, sir, this is, he's, I've just received an email telling me that he's died, and that Mr. Goma is about to become the new president of Nigeria.
That what?
I said, it says on here that Mr. Goma is about to become the new president of Ghana.
That is becoming the new president of Ghana?
Yeah, Mr. Goma is going to replace the old president, who, as you say, had passed away.
He's a liar. Listen to me. Yesterday, the president died, and they swore in the vice president, who is John Aliu Muhammad. John Aliu Muhammad.
He's only a temporary president.
Listen to me. John Aliu Muhammad is the new president. He's the new president of Ghana now. He's the acting president of Ghana now.
Exactly.
The president died. Yes, the president died yesterday, and they placed the vice president, who is John Aliu Muhammad. He's the acting president in Ghana.
Yes, but this is what I'm telling you, he's only acting president. See, once Mr. Goma has been sworn in, he will become the president of Ghana.
He will not become the president of Ghana because he's not among the running candidates in Ghana.
But this is what he's telling me in his email. He's telling me
that is what he's telling you. I myself am telling you. Listen. That is why I'm telling you that if you want to receive your money, you listening to me, you will receive your money. But if you don't want to listen to me, that means you don't want to receive your money.
Look,
I cannot force you. Listen.
Yes,
I cannot force you. I cannot force you. I cannot force you. Yes, that is what I'm telling you. You paid money to somebody else. You did not pay money to the transaction I'm telling you about. Mr. Guma, how much is Mr. Guma transferring to you? How much?
$27 million.
Yeah, Mr. Guma is transferring $27 million to you, but Mr. Addo is transferring $19 million to you, not $27 million. So I don't know about that $27 million you are talking about.
Given the choice between $19 million and $27 million, I'm going to go for the $27 million.
No, that's you're going extra, to go for $27 million?
Obviously, that's an extra $8 million.
That is what I am telling you.
But I'm going to be friends with the new president of Ghana.
You are going to be friends with the new president of Ghana?
Yes.
Amen. I pray so.
Yes, indeed.
I pray you be friends. I pray so. But what I am trying to tell you is that you send me an email. You have my email with you there right now. Send me an email right now so that I can give you all proper information.
Well, let's think about this a moment then. Why would I send you an email for your $19 million when I can deal with Mr. Goma, who I've already sent $50,000 to, and he is going to give me $27 million?
Listen, the $19 million is in two places, if you don't understand.
It's in two places. What do you mean it's in?
Yes. If you don't understand, they will transfer the first $19 million to you before they transfer another one. So don't be saying that you will go for $20-something million. I'm telling you what is happening now. You don't want to understand. You give me your number. Let me call you back.
So there are two $19 million then.
Yes, it was recovered. It was recovered by the Ghana Recovery Committee.
Oh, I see.
They were recovered by
having,
the Ghana Recovery
I'm
Committee.
Having two different lots of $19 million. So I'm having $38 million then. That's what he's telling me. He hung up.
Record again.
I'm recording.
Yes, hello?
Yes, we got cut off then for some reason.
Yeah, it's the network.
All right, so what you were telling me then is that I'm actually getting $38 million, not $19 million. Because I'm having
that is what I'm trying to tell you. That is what I'm trying to explain to you at the initial stage. That was why I'm asking
you.
How much... No, that is why I'm asking you how much this Mr. Guma transferring to you. You told me it's 27. So I'm telling you, yes, that is what I'm telling you. That it's $19 million each two places. $19 million Mr. Addo have to transfer to you.
So
Mr. Addo have to transfer to you. So
the other $19 million. And what's happening to Mr. Addo because he's been fired.
He has not been fired. I'm telling you that Mr. Addo has not been fired.
Well, I Mr.
Addo is
still
working
fired,
in it. Give me your number. Give me your number so that I call Mr. Addo to call you immediately for you to understand what I'm telling you. Mr. Addo is not, he has not been fired. You give me your number. What is your number?
Well, as far as I'm concerned, he's been fired. I've been told he's been fired. Mr. Goma told me he's been fired. Mr. Goma told me that he's going to become the new president of Ghana as well.
Mr. Guma is not going to become the new president of Ghana. Listen, my friend, listen. We are arguing this thing, and I don't like the way we are arguing this. I have a respect for people. I am a very respectable man in my country. And I know that you are a very respectable man, too. And I know you are a good person. You understand? So I'm trying to explain something to you. I don't know who is Mr. Guma you are talking about. I am working with the Ghana Recovery Committee.
Well, listen
to me. I am working with the Ghana Recovery Committee.
Yes.
You understand? Yes, as the lawyer in charge.
Yes. And Mr. Guma is in charge of the committee. So you
mean
he's one of the lawyers?
Mr. Guma is not in charge in our committee.
Listen,
I am the head
me.
Of. I listen to me. I am the head. I, Mr. Williams, is the head of Ghana Recovery Committee. I am the head. You understand? So,
no,
Mr.
Addo, not the head.
Yes. I am the head lawyer.
Lawyer.
I am the head lawyer. I'm the one that is superseding every transaction and every delivery that is going on. I will be the person to sign as the legal attorney that this money has been transferred.
Yes,
and this money has not been transferred. You understand?
Yes,
so that is it. But what I'm trying to tell you is that Mr. Addo work in the bank. He's working in the
National Bank. He's been fired from the bank.
He's still in the bank. If you can come to Ghana, you come to Ghana and go to the bank and you will meet Mr. Addo.
Well, I will come to Ghana and I will go to the bank.
That is what I am telling you. So if you are ready, you come.
Yeah,
if you are not ready for this yes, I have tried to explain to you. I have tried to explain to you, but you don't want to understand. I've told you that, Mr. Addo, have $19 million to transfer to you immediately. As soon as you contact the National Investment Bank, which I sent you email and I sent you that information. You go through your email, you will see the information, and you contact Mr. Addo. Tell him that I asked you to contact him so that he can be able to comment with the transfer he's supposed to make.
So what email address should I use for Mr. Addo? What email address should I use for Mr. Addo? Is it Mr. Addo Cleans Toilets at yahoo.com?
You said what?
Said,
the email address of Mr. Addo?
Yes, is it Mr. Addo Cleans Toilets
No. It is the bank email. That is is a foreign remittance. That is the foreign remittance department. That is his email address. The foreign remittance department. I will send
it's
you.
Nice
you
to know
you
that
give
they
me
have
listen.
Access in the toilets in the bank anyway.
You said what?
I said it's nice to know that they have internet access in the toilets in the bank, because he's going to need it when he's cleaning the toilets in there.
No. What is that? I'm telling you something. Are you joking with me?
I'm not joking. Do I sound like I'm joking? Do I sound
I'm trying to explain something to you. You are telling
Do
me
I
that.
Sound like I'm joking?
You are telling me that Mr. Addo is cleaning toilets in the
yes.
bank.
That's exactly what I'm telling you. And this is what I've been told by Mr. Kumar.
Okay, you contact Mr. Kumar to make your transfer, okay?
I will contact Mr. Kumar, and he will send me my $27 million.
Okay, you contact him
and
then.
And while
Thank
he's
you.
Doing that, Mr. Adu will be in the bank cleaning the toilets.
No problem. Thank you, then.
Good. Goodbye.
Bye now.